The Mango Tree by Jane Buckler. Read by Nicole Davis. It's only 5 minutes to school and Grandma and me don't say much.
You should be able to walk yourself to school by now, says Dad.
What are you going to do next year when you have to take the bus on your own to the big school?
I don't really want to go on my own on the bus to the big school. This is what I'm thinking about when we reach the gate of the school I'm at now.
Grandma has to stop and sits down on a bench to catch her breath. She can see I'm worrying and she calls me over, placing my lunchbox on her knee and opening it up. She's pointing to a plastic box inside.
Have a look at this, she says in a big whisper.
I prise open the lid and the sweet smell hits me straight away. Bright orange slices stare out, tempting and delicious.
Mango, she whispers. Perfect mango. I got them at the market, 2 for £1.
Thanks, I say, replacing the lid.
It's life-saving, girl. Life-saving. She squeezes me hard. Have a good day.
As I walk away, I can see she is still there, watching me. Her face is like a fat sun watching the earth and warming it with her light.